Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
And we are back again. Welcome to Real Talk with H3 on the Black Independent Network on the Bashani Radio App. I am Albert Hodge III, AH3 the most, El Papi Chocolate to some. You can always connect with me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/purpose1, Alvin III. Again, it's facebook.com/purpose1, Alvin III. And ladies and gentlemen, mailbag is open. You can send me questions and topic requests to realtalkwithah3@gmail.com. I may choose a few to cover over time. Please check the archives for more of my great podcast episodes again on the Bashani Radio app. And here's what I have for you today. Today, I am going to do an entry into the currency talk sections of my podcast. I'll name this one Currency Talk, Empty Shelves and You. Currency Talk, Empty Shelves and You. Right now, if you did not know, we as a nation are facing what some experts are calling a supply chain disruption. Supply chain disruption is basically an issue of several factors converging at the same time. Because of the unique year and a half, 2 years that we have had because of the COVID situation, it's disrupted economic supply chains and resource supply chains that we had running much better before it. And of course, it started out with people, you know, if a sizable amount of your worker base is either getting sick or has to deal with issues of their family getting sick, of course, it takes them away from work. If it takes them away from work, it builds up a burden for production in the jobs from various things. All these things that have become that we take for granted that have become essential for our modern day societal living get stressed and taxed. Overlay that from food, certain chemicals for processing things, every little stress in every little corner for needed goods starts to reflect over time. There's a lag at first because oftentimes there's a backstock in these items. And once that backstock starts drying up and there's no productivity to resupply it, i.e. there's no work, the actual economic work being done, well, you start having to adjust to that. And then it becomes more apparent when things stop showing up in the manner that they would at various stores and places, i.e. empty shelves. But COVID, issues with people, either people passing away or having to deal with issues because of passing away or people getting sick, massive global, various global forms of quarantine, shutting down major cities and things like that for months on end, and basically living off of the reserves of the production. And also what I've heard in some circles called skeleton crews, meaning like your absolute minimum amount of staff to manage these things, it takes its toll over time on the general supply chain. You know, it's kind of like having a body, and your body's malnutritioned, or it's having some type of issue in one limb that could become a big issue in the rest of the body. You know, some type of strange blood clot, a blood disorder, or something where you're not getting the nutrients to the places that you need them. Signs start showing up that there's an illness in your system. And that's what's going on economically and situationally right now. The place that you could see the hints of these things more is your local grocery store. And also, if you get a chance, or you do visit them, your local dollar store, probably even your local convenience store, or what they call in East Coast, your bodegas. The shelves are starting to look a little bit more sparse. It's because of the series of events culminating with each other. It started with people, and now it's starting to roll into systems. Some of these things, we may actually still have a sizable amount of productivity from. The thing is, taking that productivity, especially if it's a physical good, and getting it from point A to point B, our logistics chain is taxed. It's either taxed, or another theory is it's becoming a soft form of warfare, a proxy between competing economies. I guess I'll leave the names of the competing economies out, but if you look deep enough, you'll be able to figure it out. Also right now, so you got empty shelves. That's the manifestation that we can see. What a lot of people don't see is, of course, you know, take it for granted, all of the truckers and railways that help to move materials in and out of our cities and nation and all that stuff. There's major backups at our ports that bring in goods from other countries and send out goods to other countries because it is said that they don't have enough workers to process these things, and the credit lines that they use, which, you know, the money lines, the actual credit lines that they use to complete these transactions and move these goods, is being disrupted as well because of financial issues from other countries. It's either that, or allegedly these countries are having a resource war right under our noses in order to stall and disrupt other countries. Don't know for certain, but this is your environment. Right now, we are in October of 2021. And what I recommend is that you definitely keep an eye. I would say a weekly eye, especially on places that you kind of frequent. Grocery stores. What else? Mostly grocery stores, because it really comes down to food. Food and water management. You definitely... It's essential to us in our living. Also, pay attention to the price creep the inflation that's happening in everyday goods, from gas to food to things like that. These are things that directly impact your life. I don't think it'll get to a point to where we're not going to have any food. It's just that our food's going to get significantly more expensive. It's going to be a bigger part of our budget. This is definitely a conversation being expressed to more of the working and middle class. I know some of you super ballers out there, it's just a rounding error to you, the cost of, basic essentials and things like that, unless you are in a very I would say this. It still may be a decent time for you if you are a part of an essential business. Your challenge is just going to be finding the right staff to take care and manage and actually do the work to keep your business model going. Which most of the time your workers are going to be middle class people who may or may not be financially struggling. That's where the pinch will probably come for you. This is real. This is what we're facing. And again, you can even go to big chain places like your Walmarts or your Targets, and you're going to start seeing shelves that are fairly empty, especially in the stuff that's really, really needed. So what are suggestions? Well, honestly, we all need to get back to having a pantry or a storage or a reserve of essentials, which is usually, food, non-perishable type of foods, just in case you have to access them. You'd rather have them and they just sit for a year or two and ruin than for you not to have them, because you need food for energy. You need energy to think your next move, and also to defend yourself if it comes down to that. Clean water, of course, for drinking, because you need to keep your body hydrated. If you are in a very spread out state, like such as mine, you need gas for your vehicle, fuel for your vehicle. That's another thing too. Not so much here in the United States, but there's articles and information coming out about a gas supply shock in Europe. People that they literally don't have gas at the gas stations, and it's widespread. Not cool, not fun at all. Cause that severely disrupts your logistics as well to get what you need. So, yeah, be on the lookout. Pay attention. Eyes up. Get your plan. Get your plan, ladies and gentlemen. And hopefully it's a short-lived thing. You know, we're not fighting with this a whole 6 or 9 months later. But there's a lot of shifting going on economically. There's a lot of lag factors that are coming into play right now. Things that we could not see because things had a somewhat normalcy considering what we went through globally, what we're still going through globally. You notice that the conversation about the whole COVID thing is becoming is more of a side conversation. It's becoming more of just, assumed part of our life. Even though there's still stories here and there of people getting sick and people passing away. But the residual effects of that are becoming more and more apparent. So Be smart, be well, take time out for yourself to stay as grounded as possible, and focus more on faith than the fear of all these situations that can happen, and take it a day at a time, ladies and gentlemen. All right, again, this has been another episode of Real Talk with AH3. And again, peace.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stan, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.